joint Sunday school, preschool, day school, Good Shepherd students gathering together to bring to you the Word of God to celebrate Christmas with you. And as we have done in the past, as we traditionally do, we have a number of students that are going to share some music with you during the pre-service here up until we get started with the service. You have on the back of your bulletin is the list of those who are going to be playing, and what they're playing, and what instrument they're playing, what song they're playing, okay? And so, with that, and certainly applause is appropriate in between our plays.
Thank you.
Welcome to Good Shepherd Lutheran Church on this day as we gather together to hear the children once again, as we do every year, tell us the Christmas story. And I'll describe how the service all works together, all the light imagery. Be listening for that, all the different references to light and shining forth and all those sorts of things as we move through. Our service is on your bulletin. You should have received one coming in. And just want to point out briefly, every single hymn will have a verse or two by the children, and then we invite you to join in. And you can see it right here in your bulletin. Like the first hymn, we have a stanza one in Latin, then in English, and then we join in on verse 6. And the way you'll know it's time for you to join in is because we have Connie upstairs playing on the organ. So when it's just playing up here, the keyboard, that's the kids' turn to sing. When the organ blasts you out of your seat, then it's your turn. Okay. I want to mention also, we'll be taking an offering today, and the offering we're going to split between the two mission projects that the Sunday school on the one hand has been doing and the school on the other hand has been doing. The Sunday school has been supporting a seminary in South Africa, and so we'll support that. And then the school and preschool this winter has been raising money, also receiving goods for when someone comes to our congregation, and specifically to one of us pastors, and asks for help. So we give out gift cards, we give out food, we give out. I see diapers downstairs and shampoo and detergent and all that kind of stuff. So we'll split our offering between those two mission opportunities. Do want to remind you that this is a worship service, and so flash photography, we would ask you to refrain from that. We do have videotaping going on from a school family for the service. We handed them out to the teachers, but if you did not get one or you did not hear about this, you can receive a copy of the service for $5. I saw in the fellowship hall we've got a stack of forms, correct? Yep. So if you did not get one, go to the fellowship hall after the service, pick one up, and you can order. Just $5. And finally, you'll be going to the fellowship hall because that's where your children will be at the end. So I will announce that again when we get to the end. My name is Pastor Christopher Marundi. I didn't introduce myself. I'm the associate pastor here at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. And it is my pleasure to have you with us this day to celebrate Christ's birth.
stand. Our opening litany is on page number 2. Page number 2. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light.
Those who dwell in the land of deep darkness, on them hath light shone.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder.
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, and the throne on the throne of David and over his kingdom.
To establish it and uphold it with justice, with righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore.
The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Congregation may be seated. God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence and in the last day wake to the brightness of His glory. Through your only Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O come, thou dayspring from on high, and cheer us by thy drawing nigh. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. You know, I think there's a reason why the Scriptures always talk, not always, but a lot, talk about darkness and light. Darkness and light. That's something we can all connect with, right? We all know what it's like to be in the dark. We all know what it's like to be in the light. We all know what it's like to watch the sun go down and the darkness cover the earth. We all know what it's like to watch the sun come up in the morning and fill the world with light. And so the Scripture uses this image that's so familiar to us and uses it to point us to Jesus. uses it to point us to the situation we are in and the salvation that is coming. We said it a few minutes ago. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. We were in darkness. Darkness covered the earth. Darkness covered the earth from the time of our first sin, the time that Adam and Eve fell into sin. And we, the people, God's people, His beloved creation, walked in darkness. We dwelt in a land of deep darkness. But the message of our program today, the message of your children this day, is that light has shone. Light has shone forth in the midst of the darkness. You're going to hear it. We're going to work our way through these texts. At the very center of our service this day is going to be the birth of Jesus, that very familiar text, those very familiar words. But we put before it and after it texts from the Scriptures that show you of the light that comes into the world. In just a few moments, we're going to hear some of our Sunday school children read from Psalm 132. And it says, "I have prepared a lamp for my anointed." That word anointed in the Greek language is Christ. In the Hebrew language, it's Messiah. "His enemies I will clothe with shame, but on Him His crown will shine." A lamp for His anointed. He is going to shine forth in the darkness of this darkened world. And that's what we'll read about. That's what you'll hear about from this microphone. You'll hear of the birth of the Christ child, of all those wonderful details that we have grown to know and love. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. In thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The light of Jesus coming into the darkness of our world, a darkness deeper than simply what we see when we go to bed. A darkness, the gloom of sin and death. "And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them." That was in the middle of the night, wasn't it? "The glory of the Lord shone around them." The light shone in the darkness to the shepherds to show them that the light of the world had come. And the shepherds run. They go and spread this light to those around them. They speak the word of this light to those around them. That message comes even to you this day. Those shepherds are witnesses. They saw the child. They saw the light of the world, and they go tell you of that light. And then after we get done telling the story, we're going to tell you about what it means. From John chapter 1, "In Him, Jesus, was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." It tried. On Good Friday, you know what happened? The sun refused to shine. Darkness covered the land, Matthew tells us. From the sixth hour to the ninth hour, darkness covered the land, as the Son of God hung upon the cross for you, for me, for the sin of the world, to drive darkness away forever. And it's no mistake that Jesus then rises as the sun rises. He comes forth from His grave at the very moment that the sun is starting to fill this world with light. For He has gone forth from the tomb victorious to fill our world with light. This is the judgment. Light has come into the world. People love the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. And then the picture of the last day, the return of Christ, is another picture of the dawn, the rising of the sun. And we're going to sing about it After the kids have all departed, we'll sit in here and sing one last verse from Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all He brings, risen with healing in His wings. As every candle is lit this day, it reminds you, it should remind you, of the light that has come into the world. As every candle is lit this day, it should remind you of every time the sun comes up. And every time the sun comes up, it reminds you of that morning on the first day of the week when Jesus rose again, and it points you to that day that is surely coming, when the Son of Righteousness, you can spell it S-U-N or S-O-N, the Son of Righteousness, Jesus Christ, arises, comes back to bring light and life to us all. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now sit back and enjoy as our children bring to us the Christmas story and we sing with them.
The Lord swore to David a sure oath from which he will not turn back.
One of the sons of your body I will set on your throne. If your son keeps my covenant and my testimonies, I shall teach them. Their sons forever shall sit on your throne. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for His dwelling place. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it.
I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. Her priests shall call with salvation, and her saints will shout for joy.
There I will make a horn to sprout for David. I've prepared a lamp for my anointed. His enemies I will clothe with shame, but on his crown will shine.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of David named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be.
And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you are to call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
And Mary said, How will this be, since I am a virgin? And the angel answered her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. The child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God.
Registered. This was the first registration when Cornelius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went to Galilee from the town of Nazareth in Judea to the city of David, which was called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of lineage of David. He to be registered with Mary, betrothed, who was with child.
And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth.
She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In the same region there are shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with great fear. And the angel said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people."
For he is born this day in the city of David, a Savior is born to the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there is with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
Concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart.
Was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God.
Things were made with Him, and without Him was not made. And was made with Him, and without Him,
in Him was life, and the life was the light of man. A light shone in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light that all might believe through. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him.
But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, gave the right to become children of God.
Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of the man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, as we have seen its glory. Glory from the only Father, from the Son. Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of the man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, as we have seen its glory. Glory from the only Son, from the Father, full of grace and truth.
John bore witness about him and cried out, "This is he of whom I said, he who comes after me ranks before me because he was before me, for from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace."
God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son to the world to condemn the world, but in order to do that, the world might be saved through him.
Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and the people love the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil.
For whoever does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his work should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that its works have been carried out in God.
At this time, we'll receive our offering. As I mentioned at the beginning of our service, we'll be dividing our offerings between the two mission projects that our Sunday school and our school and preschool have taken on, between the support of a seminary in South Africa and then also in support of the needy in our community as the church receives requests for aid. Almighty God, grant that the birth of your only begotten Son in the flesh may set us free from the bondage of sin. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O Lord God, you make your word have free course among your people. We pray that you would bless all the educational endeavors of our congregation, that as we train up young people in the way that they should go, that your gospel, your word may have free course so that children may hear and believe. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We pray as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give to you peace.
Amen.
Congregation may be seated. Our closing hymn will be Hark the Herald Angels Sing after the service is over, and we have sung our final verse in here. You may meet your children in the fellowship hall for the older children. Preschool children are downstairs, correct? No, they'll be in the fellowship hall as well. Okay, so all the children you'll meet in the fellowship hall. I also want to note, real briefly, our Christmas schedule is in your bulletin. So you see our Christmas Eve and Christmas Day services in your bulletin. We conclude with Hark the Herald Angels Sing.